think we're still live because it's the second half of an episode. Right?
Welcome back to the Transpotting episode. If you missed the first part and you're just joining us now for the interview with Eve, please go back one episode so that you can actually understand what the fuck is going on.
I feel like it has to be
start here and enjoy the chaos.
When you go to a break and end episode, I feel like it has to be like the old school Rocky and Bullwinkle where they give you two absurd options to pick from the next episode. I've always loved that.
That would be fantastic.
Oh my God.
Like, next time, tune in to find out if Riv is gonna really do a wacky yoga pose or something else. I'm not sure.
Probably be that clever on demand, I think.
Yoga.
I wouldn't call it wacky, but I'm doing it, I guess.
Anyways, welcome back to
Yoga Kids.
I'm your host, Samara. With me is Riv and Jess, and we are interviewing Eve.
I'm Riv. You gotta let us say hi first.
No.
Hi.
How's it going? How are you? Missed you over the break. What you been up to?
This is great. We've done a really great job with this intro, guys.
Yeah, it's probably the single most perfect introduction we've ever done in our entire history of the show.
Eve, we're so happy to have you for this.
Glad to be here.
Second half of your interview on this lovely episode.
You're doing great, Jess. Keep going.
I think we did that last time, but more about Eve.
Well, when we last met on last episode, we started getting into telescopes, my astronomy obsession. And I've said I would bring up that photo. So a friend of mine got me into astronomy years ago. I've always liked it. You know, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. Yeah, no, I can't do the math. I'm not going to try. But no, I very much love astronomy. Let's see if I can get this to come up properly, if that'll work. There you go. That's one of my telescopes. Specifically, my 12-inch Dobsonian telescope.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. How many inches is that?
By diameter?
No, I'm... Look.
12 inches, baby.
You may think it's funny, but I am asking it. Okay, 12 inches.
So, okay.
So we're just asking questions.
So in this case, with telescopes, you go by the diameter of the mirror or the lenses. So in this case, the primary mirror in this telescope is 12 inches in diameter.
Damn, it's all about the girth. Yeah, that's okay. With a larger,
more like a telescope.
So with a larger diameter, you can see further.
So the way it works is this particular telescope is called a light bucket. It's a Dobsonian. The light comes in the top, hits the primary mirror, bounces back up to the secondary, which is at a 45-degree angle, and that goes into your eyepiece. The eyepiece is what actually has the magnification. Think of it as the eyepiece is kind of basically like a magnifying glass. The lenses, depending on how they've been made, will magnify what you're seeing. It's not so much that you see further. That's relative to a lot of different criteria. The first foremost being light pollution. If there's too much light in your area, you're not going to see a lot. You're in a major city, for example, you look up at the stars, you don't see anything. You go out in the middle of nowhere, like say out in the desert, out in the Vegas area, you see a ton of stuff. The larger the diameter of that telescope, the bigger that mirror, the more light that you can collect. And that's where you're able to see even more, even under those low light conditions. And then from there, it's just whatever eyepiece you have to magnify that view a bit better. Some telescopes are static. You're kind of, we all see those traditional long tube telescopes. Those tend to have their optics baked into them. Some do have swappable lenses, but the more lenses you have the light go through, the actually dimmer your image becomes because the light has to keep refracting and shifting and bending to get through that eyepiece. So it all comes down to the eyepieces. And that's kind of where the bread and butter of astronomy comes down to. One of my lenses I have downstairs, it was a $500 lens. Just for the one, and I've got a bunch. I was lucky I inherited a few recently, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, you get to see all kinds of cool stuff.
That's really cool, and that was a good explanation of like, okay, so it doesn't allow you to see further, it just collects more light.
Yeah.
It should allow you to see better under, to see more detail, or to see better under worse conditions.
Astronomy works in terms of viewing stars, galaxies, basically astronomical objects. You're talking orders of magnitude. So a magnitude one is going to, do I have that correct? Am I going the right direction with the magnitude? I believe the higher the number the magnitude is, the dimmer the object becomes. And that's where you need a combination of low light conditions. So you need to be away from major cities. And then having the optics to collect more light so you can see those things. So you're technically seeing farther in that regards. If you have a clear enough sky, you will see farther, but it takes longer to collect it. So that's where you get into exposure times. So take the James Webb Space Telescope, for example. You get these amazing images of galaxies that are billions of years old. Those exposures can take days for that telescope to do. One of the famous images was the Hubble Deep Field. They took the Hubble telescope. They said, for shits and giggles, let's just point it at this seemingly empty point in sky. And they ended up creating, and that happened, I think, over the course of like 3 or 4 days or something like that, given the time interval. And they just let it collect light. And they ended up extracting an image that had thousands of galaxies in it. Thousands of them, going back billions of years. So there's that's another factor is time exposure. But for average person just viewing, it's going to be the more simplified stuff of how much light you collect in the moment and then the optics relative to.
Holy shit. That's complex and awesome.
I try to keep it as simple as I can and explain it in an easy way. I hope I got it right. But
you did. It's just, you know, it's a very cool and complex thing that exists in the world.
Astronomy is one of those hobbies that is, it can be very, very rewarding because you start to see things that you've always have technically seen with your eye. You just didn't know what you were seeing. On a clear sky night, you could pull out the Andromeda Galaxy, no problem, with your naked eye. It's easy to find and to see. Get it under magnification, it gets even cooler. But the fact that you're looking at a galaxy that's 2.3 million light years away, that's even crazier. You start to actually consider what you're looking at and the scale of it.
It's cool to think that you're looking at the past.
You are. It is an actual time machine.
Really fucking cool.
Yeah. Telescopes are time machines in that regard. Oh, Samara looks confused.
It's really fun. I did astronomy as my lab science in college. And so I got, of course, I've forgotten so much of it, a lot of it. But it is super cool to start to learn about like the life cycles of planets. And honestly, I had a big aha when I just realized the connection between astronomy and totally different subject, astrology. Like how that actually, like, I mean, the actual like overlap part of it that I guess like I had always like read about, I had always like, you know, as a kid and stuff been like, oh, I'm gonna read my horoscope, but never had any like thought of like that there was any even attempt at a science of it. So yeah, that was like a trip to just be like, oh, there is a crossover here, although totally, again, totally different. One very based on science and the other just like a pinpoint in space and time. But
one of the cool things about astronomy is the different facts you get to learn about. One of the biggest stars out there is VY Canis Majoris. You look in a telescope, it's a pinprick of light. It's tiny. You can't see much. It's just, oh, it's pretty. Until you actually learn about it. If you put that star right on top of ours, so right in the center of our solar system, its orbit, the orbit of that, the size of that star, its outer edge would go out to Jupiter's orbit. It would consume half the solar system. And to give you an idea of how big that is, if you were to get in a 747 or 737, get in a plane, travel at regular speeds, like it was like 560 miles an hour or something like that, fly around that star one time, it'd take 1,000 years. That's how big that gets. It's insane.
That's what she said.
Yes. Bigger than my 12 inches.
Yes. Yes. Going back to some more questions from Bree Moonfire. Have you traveled anywhere fun lately? What is your favorite trip to date and where would you like to visit next or your dream destination?
I'll take that one in reverse. Dream destination I actually got to do when I was in my 20s. My senior year of high school. I was fortunate that as a kid, we got to go on a class trip to Europe. And I got to go to the Louvre in Paris, which was really, really cool. If you're into art, I recommend making an effort to go to the Louvre. Bring someone who translates French because they are extremely picky about that museum. There are no plaques in English. They are only in French. So if you want to know what you're reading, get someone to translate. I was the only person in our group of 40 people who wandered off with our a tour guide. So he read all the signs to me on anything I wanted to know. So that
French
was a really cool
pompous
experience.
About their language? No.
No, they don't even do that. Not even Quebec. But yeah, no, it's I got to go to Paris as a kid, and that was really, really cool. I would go back there in a heartbeat if I could. It's such a cool city. What's the matter, Samira?
Sorry, I'm shaking my head at the comment. And for all of the podcast listeners, our wonderful server mom threw in a pun in there and saying, I'm McLouvering it.
Typical You're trans. Punning.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Listen, whatever. Y'all love me. You're
going to
put
know
up with my shit. But whatever, I'm funny.
Favorite trip to date and where I like to visit next. Well, I've only gone on one trip in the last worthy of note, because I don't count Florida as a trip. That's kind of a punishment now. I got to go to Canada recently. I got to meet Samira. I had a fantastic time. Got to travel all around up there. It was amazing. If you have the opportunity to visit Banff or Jasper National Parks, fucking do it. They are.
This is what I tell everybody.
Gorgeous.
Wait, is Samira Canadian, everyone?
I'm just fucking Canadian.
She's a little Canadian.
Okay,
she's a little
just double checking.
If you listen, you'll occasionally hear her say, eh?
What you talking about, eh?
But no, Canada was a fantastic time. Visiting Samira was great. It was a lot of fun. Definitely looking to go back there at some point. It's just finding the money and the time, because being an adult is amazing. I love responsibilities and bills. They're wonderful.
Right back to capitalism.
Oh, yeah. But no, I have no results beyond that currently that I've traveled to. Historically, though, I've gotten to go to France, Austria, Germany, Liechtenstein, Switzerland, Bavaria, Cayman Islands, Tulum, Mexico, Jamaica, not Aruba, what's the other one? Bermuda and Haiti. There's one other in there, but I'm forgetting. Bus tours in Europe and take a cruise. Covers all your bases real quick. That's really all it was.
Knock it out real quick.
Yeah, that's it. So it's not like I travel often. It's just, no, this is like one or two, maybe three times tops that I went on places.
Aaron the Mechie says, Kokomo? Question mark.
I mean, maybe. Someday.
What's Kokomo? Sorry.
I think it's where we want to go. Song. It's where we want
to go. You beat me to it. That's where we want to go. Just to get away from it all. Way down in Kokomo.
I'm blonde, y'all.
No, only in the front. Only in the front.
Only where it matters.
You don't have as much as some of us here do.
Look, I went all in. Okay. So I'm just a little gremlin these days.
Aren't we all?
It says here in the notes you sent me, because you prepared for this interview.
I was requested to.
And that went so well.
I would say requested. I would say more order.
You've juggled fire.
Yes. For a while in my 20s, I got into poi, POI, and staff juggling. And I got to go and do, I only got to go one time, but I got to a burn where you light the ends on fire. That was a lot of fun. Fortunately, I did not continue that little side quest in my life, because it is a lot of practice, and finding places where it's okay to light a stick on fire and swing it around your head, not as easy as you think.
Canada. I've done that so many times as a kid. It was great.
Hey, I actually had a question. So I know you went to Canada recently. What was your experience as a trans person traveling across the border and also returning?
So I got three primary points to that. To answer the question directly, traveling went fairly easily. At that immediate point in time, I was still under my dead name. I've only recently legally changed my name. So my passport and all that documentation was there. I just didn't shave for a couple of days. Left it real simple. The trip out, no real issues. The trip back in, I did get strip searched by Canadians. That was fun. I had to get a pat down, but that's because apparently certain things flagged on the x-ray for some reason. And so they had to do the back of the hand pat to make sure everything was okay. But they were very polite about it. You know, they asked, would you prefer a man or a woman to check you out? And they were very kind about it. It was no real problems, and it was easy. Got right through. At that point in time, though, I actually was traveling when the airlines were shut down. We had those big delays. That was actually the worst part of the whole travel ordeal, because my flight got delayed by like an hour and a half. And I had 5 minutes to make my connecting flight in Chicago. If you've ever been to Chicago, that is a huge airport. I just made my connecting flight. That was horrendous. So thank you, Mr. Trump. I appreciated that. Almost ended up staying the night in Chicago. Could have been a trip. But no, that was about the long and short of it. The traveling was fine otherwise. I went quiet.
So to recap, were you kind of quote unquote boy moding when you were traveling?
No.
No,
I dress as I do now. Just try to keep things I keep things in order. I had my documents on me, my ID, all that stuff. I was just polite. I didn't ask questions. You know, I just kind of just kept it as even keel as one could. There was definitely background stress. You know, there's always that moment of, oh God, I have to go to the bathroom. Where do I go? You know, it's especially nowadays, depending on what state you may be in, we have to know the laws for where we go. The best part about traveling, and this was in Canada specifically, so kudos to Canadians in general. It was really nice to be in a place where it was just fucking normal. There was no background pressure of who might be looking my way, who might be questioning where I need to go pee, because that's, you know, the big debate. No one was in the streets waving 5 different flags and having a MAGA hat on. Like, it was just people being people. I didn't see any, but
it exists, unfortunately.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't, but like just being able to just go out and just be a human being in the world again was very, very refreshing. You know, it's nice to get away from them. It sucks, but you know, it was cool.
Canada's awesome, y'all. And I keep saying it. Come to Banff.
Only if I get to throw eggs at Pierre Poilievre.
No, because if I see Pierre Poilievre,
What's that, Samara? Are you offering your sofa to anyone who wants to escape to Canada from the U.S.? Oh, wow. Wow, that's interesting.
I don't have a sofa, but I mean...
I have a single bed that I'm
okay with cuddling in, you know, whatever.
There you go. You heard it here first. If you want to move to Canada, and if you're a snuggler, Samara's got your back.
Fair warning, when I sleep, I kick people out of bed.
Yeah, Fema does that too. It's always fun to have...
No comment, Samara. No comment.
Trauma dreams that just kind of fight each other.
I don't have trauma dreams. I dream excruciatingly vividly. I see colors, sights, sounds, tastes, like I get it all. So this going back to last week, I was talking about it. This lovely weighted blanket I have actually has stopped my movements in bed. I will wake up where I thought fell asleep. It's great.
I'm very happy for you. And maybe you can have a snuggle pile. Whoa, hit my microphone. Full of people. Because now you just stay put when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's another option. Get pets. They'll press right up against you and going nowhere. See, there's another question that Bree asked. Do we continue with Bree's question?
There's some more questions.
Bree is like the queen of asking questions.
Before we go any further, I want to point out that someone in chat named Auntie Kimberly says, hi, Evelyn, you're looking great.
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet. So I'm putting it on screen. Thanks, Auntie Kimberly.
I'm presuming that's Aunt Kim out in California. I don't know many Kimberlys in my life.
And then and then Fiery Chaos says, Eve! With lots of exclamation marks.
Fairy?
Eve! And hearts.
Is Fairy in the chat?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I thought it was Fiery Chaos. Is it Fairy Chaos?
Yeah. You know who that is, Samara.
I know. And I told her.
Go away, ads. Nobody wants you.
Okay, imagine we're doing questions. Questions from Bree.
There's one. What did you go to school for?
Oh, wait. Nope. There we go. Oh, that keeps moving when I try to put things on screen. God damn
Everyone's
it.
Talking. They're energized.
Everyone's talking. Stop typing.
Stop interacting with my chat.
Stop having fun in chat. What do you think we're doing here?
Stop engaging with
scroll
us.
Up. Oh
my God. The horror.
All right. What was it here? What did you go to school for? And how does that translate to your interests? It's on screen now, okay? Everything's right with the world.
So
Tracy, stop typing. I'm kidding. Have fun.
Users are spamming the chat until they get banned just to cause it to keep twitching out to annoy Riv.
Yeah.
I have 2 degrees, both in graphic design. I went to a community college, and then I went down to Savannah College of Art and Design in Georgia, or SCAD, as a graphic designer. I worked in that industry for about 12 years-ish, give or take a year or two. Not keeping that track of the dates. Fun profession does not pay well. Unless you're living in a big city, it's a struggle. It's one of those fields that people don't age out of because it's art. And unless you've made your $1 million and whatnot, you're not going anywhere. But how does it relate to what I do now? These days, it's some of the stuff that I get to do at work. I take care of some internal websites. I do occasionally images. We had a project recently where we have a mascot at work with a costume. Like, we actually went out and bought a furry costume effectively. And during our company picnics, somebody gets to dance around in this thing. And I got to turn him into a little cartoon character recently for some of our collateral. What's that?
I said, yes, gets to you.
Yeah, it's more like voluntold. I don't envy them. Yeah. I would never want to be a mascot. No, that seems like a miserable experience. So I do a little bit of graphic design stuff like that. I do some of the stuff for the server. I was commissioned by Samara to chibi everyone here to make stickers for the Discord, but I've yet to actually do that. She's hard to satisfy, though, it seems, when it comes to art. I'm going to throw her under the bus on that one.
Show me too. I want to see.
Slander, you haven't shown me shit.
Literally showed you one yesterday, and your answer was, that's an interesting take. That was your reply. That's an interesting take.
Slander.
But no, I was a big art kid growing up. Actually, where is it? It's under the desk. Hold on. This is all my drawings from 96 to 9 to 2000, approximately. Like, I have just binders of stuff hanging around.
Do you have a favorite in there?
God, I am not showing these because they're terrible. In this one, though, it's like a tome. Like, look at this. Like, how satisfying is this? This is like just something out of like a movie, just opening up the tome to a page. I don't know if I have a favorite in this one. I don't think I could find them, honestly, because there's so many in here to go through.
Well, you should give us one display one. Let's see it.
So well organized, I'm impressed. Right?
I recently started cleaning this office, so the floor is a mess. Everything is everywhere. This binder might actually have something that I like in it. I just have to find it. There you go. Do a little show and tell with this guy. I'm gonna pull it out of the sleeve, because otherwise the light is just going to reflect off that plastic, and you ain't going to see anything. I like to do a lot of fun little creatures and stuff like that. Oh, so wow. That's the type of stuff I used to do regularly.
Very cool.
As a kid. Not so much anymore these days, because I just don't have the time. Yeah. Samara, your jaw's on the floor. You might want to pick that up.
That's awesome. It's just so cool.
That's the type of stuff I used to do.
I should commission you to draw up like some D&D creatures or something.
I could, if you wanted to. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Different mediums. I prefer charcoal. That's my preferred medium. But yeah, I used to draw all kinds of crazy stuff. And I recently bought, trying to get myself back into doing artwork. A lot of my art too, a lot into the minis for a long time. But like recently, trying to get myself back into it. I love getting new art supplies. A lot of artists will tell you that they do. That's my favorite parts. So I went out and I needed a new kit for pencils. So instead of just buying a small little pencil case, I had to buy the 60-piece set that has everything under the sun in it with all the different pencils. Because who doesn't want more pencils? But it makes the brain happy, so that's the important part.
Make the brain go brrrr.
Yes. Makes the happy happen.
Art is good. I'm going to go out on a limb and say art is neat and good.
It is good for the soul.
Yes.
I could go for hours talking about that stuff. Let's see if I can find it real quick.
Do tell.
Hang on. I'm looking for one thing in particular.
You're on a talk show.
What? What's that? Are we talking a talk show?
I don't know, right?
So this is, if I can get the camera to line up right, a sarcastically smiling chibi Samara. I don't know if it's going to focus. Can I get it to focus? Focus.
Oh, she's got the fox ears. Nice. Nice.
Love it.
There you go. There's another one in there too where I was just putzing around where she's just all, damn it.
Even
okay. I love here. That one.
That one.
Yeah, that's got to be the one. I imagine like Jess's character having a million ties.
Jess is just going to look at everywhere. Us disapprovingly like, what are you doing?
No, it's got to be the chin rub. It's got to be the chin rub.
The pensive chin rub.
Yeah.
So no, these are super cool. So how do you transfer? How do you actually do that? So you're you are drawing something on paper, and then do you end up, what do you like, scan it to digitize it?
You can. Nowadays, I'll just take a picture of my phone, get it as cleaned up as I can digitally that way. And then I'll just import it into something like Adobe Photoshop or Illustrator and then just redraw it digitally from there. That's the easy way to do it. That's one of the ways I do it anyways. I found that to be pretty efficient.
And are those your primary graphic design tools is Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's expensive. Adobe decided to go to the let's do microtransaction model. So you have to pay monthly subscription just like everybody else.
Good.
Which, you know, who doesn't love getting nickel and dime to death?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Art is fun. Art is good. Highly recommend it. And my advice to people is try. Don't get down on yourself. If you're one of those people who ever tells me, if you ever tell me I can't draw and I suck at it, you are categorically wrong. It is one of those things that you can do. It's just finding what works for you and practicing. You know, people look at me, it's like, oh, you do great. I've also been drawing since I was, as soon as I could hold a pencil. I have a case down in the basement with all of my stuff from elementary school. Would you like to see how terrible that was? Like, you have to go through the steps to get there. No one starts off amazing. Some people pick it up quicker than others, but not everyone does. Music, I can't do, for example. I have tried learning music. I can't do it. I just don't have it.
Sucking at something is the first step to being really good at something.
It's true.
So, Eve, yes. You're a mod.
Unfortunately.
Of a Discord server. Oh, no, my heart. My motherly heart. Okay, so you're a mod, and you always announce every Saturday Chatter Day. Can you tell us, first of all, and tell the rest of the class, what is Chatter Day? How did you fall into being the poster child for Chatter Day? And what the hell is Chatter Day Noir, and why should people attend it?
So, I kind of just... Yes, mother. So Chatterday started off as, I don't remember who pioneered the word Chatterday, how that actually did come about, but the initial start of that was we wanted to have more server engagement. How do we get people involved? Because you have the voice channels on Discord, and people, and we just, I think it was Riv, I think you and the other mods, I don't think I was a mod at the time, said, well, Saturday, it's a day off. People tend to have some availability that day. So let's make that a day where people can come in and say, hi, kind of like an open house kind of feel. And after a while, that just morphed into Chatterday, Saturday to Chatterday. Pretty straightforward.
Sorry, if I can interject. What actually started it was Riv came up with the term Chatterday, but what started it was we were having just a lot of events and things happening on Saturdays, and just had people come out, and you know, it was just kind of a chill day. And so we just, yeah, it kind of just turned into a consistent thing from there, but that's kind of where it came from.
No, there you go,
because we had better events.
Yeah, it's I don't know when. I'd have to go back and look in the history. I just started making posts for the voice channel to try to bring people in. And then I just have this script that I wrote up for myself to announce it every week just to get that engagement going. And at that time, I was much more available during the day. I had more free time then, but that's kind of shifted since. So nights, it's easier for me to pop on. But yeah, no. So I have a little post that I do every day. And then it was determined that once the sun sets and you get to those later hours, the chat rating goes from, say, PG to, well, no rating. That's Samara's fault in that case, actually. I will blame her. I love making her jaw drop. That's just easy to do.
That is not my fault.
Yes, it is. 100% yours.
Chatterday After Dark was not me.
It wasn't kind of your me, idea, but you started me. Being sassy after dark, and that set the standard.
I may be a spicy person, but I can keep it in my pants.
Can you, though?
No comment.
I do want to interject here and just say that Chatterday is simply because I'm old. I'm an elder millennial, and I remember... Pepperidge Farm remembers Chatterday. And I went, oh, yeah, sure. This is big Chatterday. It's fine. It's fun. It's great. It'll work. Yeah, but really, I'm just really old.
But yeah, Chatterday Noir is the after hours. That's kind of when the adults get to be the adults and we get to have those more fun conversations, whether they are political or little lightly political. We try not to talk about politics. We try to keep that very low key because no one wants to talk about it. But that's where we're going to have those more adult conversations. The adult content is more permissible at that time of day, let's say, more spicy aligned. And with that, I created a little moniker on my daily announcements. This is Chatterday Noir at 9 p.m. Eastern, where the pants and bras come off, and so does any sense of decorum and etiquette. And that is the consistent rule. If you come to Chatterday with pants on, I'm telling you, taking them off. Go put something else on. Shorts, skirt, whatever. We don't do pants.
Keep it within TOS.
We don't do pants here.
Well, we're within TOS there. But yeah, no, it's a good time, and it's fun. Highly recommend it. A couple people.
I would say anything seems to happen at Chatterday Noir, whether it ranges from me cooking to me cooking in only an apron, then me cooking in not only an apron. So if that convinces you to come to our Discord server to Chatterday Noir, so be it.
There'll be a cooking segment at some point soon.
Yes, there will be a cooking with me segment at some point. And I hope y'all can focus.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
What did Martha Stewart used to say? It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. I hate that I can do that.
You need a tagline like that.
Yeah, after this, I'll be hopping into the Discord chat for a hot minute. So you're all welcome to come. And if you don't have an invite, we'll get you one.
No comment.
Wait, no comment on what? On invite? What I missed?
I think it was the second half. I think it was the second half of that sentence.
I missed it.
Come one, come all.
Okay.
No, it was in response to joining the jumping into the chat afterwards. I was trying to be, you know, smartassery, but it apparently fell through. Which, okay.
Oh, you know, sometimes we have streams where the chemistry just keeps going like this. Some days we have streams where some jokes just fall through, even mine, even Samara's. And that's okay.
Nature of being a joke. I mean, of making jokes.
Of being a joke.
So there was a chat that we did want to go jump back to. That a joke? A question. That's the... See, brain doesn't work, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Wait. It would help if I was looking at the right chat. This is the problem with too many monitors, is that you're like trying to, you know... There it is. That one. Eve, can you tell us a little bit about... what your dream job would be?
What my dream job would be? Oh, wow. What it used to be when I was a kid is I wanted to be a scientist. The generic type where you're mixing beakers together and exploding and somehow you make a wolf out of the thing. Pick an animal. The things
science
just
wolf,
happen.
Classic.
Think sci-fi. Just you have a science lab and you do science stuff and science things happen and next thing you know, you're a villain.
All right there, Dr. Jekyll.
I prefer Ms. Hyde, thank you. It's transformation kind of thing, what can I say? As I got older, that morphed into marine biologist, weirdly, even though I hate being on the ocean. I hate being in the water directly. To an astronaut, big surprise there, given my interest in space. But as I actually got older and really found my groove, I wanted to be a comic book artist for the longest time. And I think that was my last true dream job. Part of my degree studying at SCAD was for a brief time, I had a minor in sequential art. There is an actual comic books degree at SCAD. If you are really dedicated to it, highly recommend the course. I recommend going if you can afford it. But no, it's they actually have a degree in it. It was really, really wild. But unfortunately, I couldn't pursue that because ran out of money. Hurt. And I was kind of having to restart my degree for a little bit. So, but you know, I think comic book artist was probably what the dream job ultimately was because I just was so obsessed with creating creatures. But one of too many things conspired against me, so I could not pursue. And now it's just like, I just want to get by, get home at the end of the day.
That's so real. Dream job, one that provides me money so I can do what I want to do in life.
Well, it's when it comes to employment, I've always had people say discussions like when you have that discussion with your parents or, you know, insert elder generation here. What are you going to do to make money, son? You know, those stupid conversations that come up. It's I always tell people have two plans. One, your dream. Know what you want to do. And if that's something you want to do, chase it. Do it. You know, chase your dreams. Whether or not they pay should not be relevant. It is. That's life. But you should be able to chase your dreams. We should be in a society where you can do the things you want to do. Try it. Give it a go. If you can make it successful, that's awesome. That's going to be a lot of hard work. Second to that, have a backup plan. Know that the skills you have could allow you to do something else. Whether that was, for me at times, was working at a grocery store, working at the cosmetic shop, just doing the register. Working in aerospace in a machine shop like I do. Find a job that you're going to be comfortable in. You may not love it. may not be the best thing, but it will pay the bills and you can get by in your day without going home at the end of the night and just hating where you're at. So always have those two things going in mind. That's always my advice when it comes to finding employment, especially. But yeah, comic book artist. That'd be my dream job.
Hell yeah. I think you could do that, right? Look at your drawings. They're incredible.
You can do freelance stuff. A lot of work, though. A lot of work, a lot of time.
Yeah. Side hustles, am I right?
Basically. Side hustles are tough. I tried doing that for a little while with graphic design. Nope. I'm good.
Or maybe a hobby? I don't know.
Got that going on.
Yeah.
I feel like you're also a hobby collector like me.
I might have more hobbies than one could manage. I've bounced around to a few thousand different things. I have an extensive outdoor collection of outdoor gear downstairs when I went through a bushcrafting phase. It's not like it still persists around, you know, my home in different ways for my outdoor gear that is hanging everywhere. There could be miniatures. There could be drawing, design work, take your pick. Is this too much?
What is like the one that got away? Like it, I feel like when you collect hobbies, it's really easy to collect one that you really want to work on. And then you're like, I don't have time for this, or I don't have capacity, or I don't have the resources. Was there anything like that? You're like, I wish I could have done that, but I collected it to collect it. And I couldn't actually work on it the way I wanted to.
I want to say my artwork, drawing consistently. And with that, I'm going to throw in things like doing paintings, whether it's oil or acrylics, watercolors, just general artwork, stuff like that, I would say is the one that got away. Partial time constraint, partially having other hobbies, like doing stuff like the miniatures, is extremely time consuming. Let me see if I can reach one of these guys up on my shelf here. Like just, and there goes things falling all over the place. Like just building these things, like these aren't even fully built. These are half built. One is custom. One is part of an actual kit. It takes time to build them. And then doing all the painting. The only reason I got so many as I did was because I focused on it nonstop for multiple years. And because their tabletop was playing with my friends, we were going to the tabletop shop. So I needed them done. That was like the big motivator. But I think what really did get away ultimately was the drawing, was painting. The stuff that I did a ton of as a kid. Spent too much time focusing on, I need to make money. So what do I have to do to get there? Word of warning, if you have something you enjoy, a passion, whether it's makeup artistry, painting, drawing, and you want to turn that into a profession, recognize that when you monetize it, you may lose interest in that hobby. Putting money to anything sucks the soul out of it because you no longer look at it as a passion and you look at it as a source of income and you start to hate it. So be wary of that fact, kids. But going back to the drawing, I lost my muse back in college and it became very hard for me to chase it ever since to motivate myself to pick up a pencil and start sketching something out. Fun fact, that's a trauma. It's hard to get back into it. It really is. That's probably the one I regret the most because of the last 20 years that I have not been drawing. I sometimes wonder where would I be skill-wise had I kept going? How much could I have improved upon what I do know had I done it? I don't know. No, I'll never know unless I actually start today and I see where I am 20 years from now when I'm in my 60s. You're muted.
I was because of a dog. Start today. Start today.
I could.
If you want, you could.
Draw pictures of Samara so she can be critical of them.
Draw pictures of me, too. I want to be cheapified.
You can do that.
So do this, too. All right. Cheapified. The bust. From the bust up.
We can do that.
Okay.
I feel that's like your complete cheapification persona is just boobs, boobs, boobs.
It'll just be this little chibi mini of her going like this the whole time.
Wait, I missed it. Your video was choppy.
It'll just be a chibi of River just doing this the whole time, forcing things together in the front.
Just, you gotta force them together sometimes, right? You gotta let people know what they're missing.
Well, gang, we're coming up here to the end of our interview with Eve. If you're in chat, ask us some more questions. Last call for questions, and we'll see what we can fit in. That's what she said. And
giggity,
button things up.
Someone clips Samara facepalming.
I feel that's like every episode, at least once, I facepalm. So, you know,
it's required. It's like
it's required.
There's a checklist of things you have to do on each episode, and that's at least one of them is getting Samara to facepalm.
Except you screwed up. You didn't get the one other thing that goes on every episode. You screwed up. You said it.
No, intermission counts. Intermission counts because I'm going to be clipping that. And
intermission
get
does
somewhere.
Not count.
That'll totally count.
Intermission counts for clipping, but not not technically as part of the stream officially. What happens intermission stays in intermission.
Do you need me to turn off my do not disturb so that you can get it? I'm not going to do it.
You should do it.
Do it.
Oh, these two. Can't take them anywhere.
You other two that I have to deal with on these episodes all the time.
Kids these days, I swear.
What did I do? I am perfect every single episode. I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you very much.
Well, speaking of Riv being perfect, you've moved. The couch is not there. You've turned the angle of your camera. How we're not going to get to like the fun little slide off the camera exit?
It was an experiment, and I'm waiting to get a couch for the living room to replace it. So I moved it back to the living room. But eventually it will be a permanent fixture of the studio space. Yes.
The casting couch is gone.
It will return, and casting will happen. I don't know. I'm saying.
No, hey, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
It will make an appearance in a future episode.
The couch will be back.
Love Seat will return in episode 4.
Now we have to hold you to that. Now you have until episode 4 to do it.
The Love Seat.
But it has to be episode... No, wait. 4 is the next one. You're right. No. Yeah. Because No.
This is 4.
This is episode 4. This is 4, actually.
Yeah.
Well, crap. She's already late then.
You fucked up.
You fucked up.
Aren't perfect.
You fucked up.
You done fucked up, Aaron.
Yeah. Don't tell me I'm not perfect. It makes me sad.
Hey, you're pretty, not perfect.
Fine. I'll take it. Chat, questions, answers?
Let me look back through it, see if anything was missed.
Feedback.
I think there was. There's a question about Downward Dog from Bree. I'm wondering if they were running a demonstration.
No, that was because Riv was going to do yoga.
Yoga stream? Is that
I never agreed to that, but yeah, sure.
Maybe one time we'll do a yoga stream. Not today.
I think you need to put the squats option back into the channel points.
That wasn't on this stream.
I don't do squats.
That's not on this stream.
I don't do squats. I stopped working out for a little bit because like ADHD metabolism, so I can like let my body put the fat in the right places, and it's working great. So I don't want to do squats. Don't make me do squats again. I'm on a hiatus.
It's okay. Hiatus. They're not going to come back. They're not coming back. Well, okay. They're not going to come here in the first place. Yeah. Eve is referencing... So, for those of you who don't know, I stream on my own personal channel because not all my content goes to Riv. I know. How
dare
I?
That's
what she thinks. No. but one of the channel point redemptions on my stream was for me to do squats. I removed it because at one point, I just... couldn't keep up with them, and my body was not in a good spot.
Squats, 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 squats. Like shots?
Well, kind of, yeah. It was to do 5 squats for each redemption, which, I mean, yeah. It's not too bad. It's just because, yeah. I wasn't
the only one I redeemed?
But it's not coming to transpotting. It is not coming to transpotting.
Trans squats?
No, this is not trans squatting. This is transpotting.
I appreciate that one. I appreciate that one.
Oh, I see. So Jess makes a pun. Crowd goes fucking wild.
It's in his contract.
I know.
Look, that just paid for my whole appearance, okay? That was the whole thing.
Oh, you're set for the rest of the year.
That's it. I'm done.
Riv, you and I actually have to put in the work. Jess can just, you know, rub his chin and make the puns.
I can't knock it. It works. So thank you. I'm going to keep trying, though, with my puns. You can't stop me. No one can. They've tried. Oh, they've tried.
Won't stop. Well, I guess since we're wrapping up, to end off our wonderful episodes the same way that we do every other episode, except for the one where we were absolutely too drunk to actually, you know, get through this one. And when I say we, I mean me.
Two sheeps for the win.
Hammered.
Two sheeps for the win.
Fucking hammered.
So, What do you have going on for the rest of the weekend, for the week, to do aftercare, take care of yourselves? What do you have planned? We'll start with our guest, Eve, to start with.
Oh, for this weekend, I have an entire wardrobe to get rid of. It's all bagged up and ready to be donated. Looking forward to getting that out of my room so I stop tripping over everything again. For self-care, get my nails done this week. Can't wait for that. And other than that, just being kind to myself.
And what does that look like?
No comment. not being cruel to myself and being overly judgmental about stupid stuff and working my way through those thoughts. That's being kind.
Jess?
Wait, let's see. I'm gonna kind of chill this weekend. I've got... oh, shoot. There was something coming up this week I was gonna mention. Oh, yeah. I have therapy this week. Gonna get my head shrunk. Yeah. I do that. I don't do it every week, but I do it, like, I've been doing it more.
Congrats.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah. And it's way too big, so I gotta, like, it's gotta... You know, a therapist got.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, it's noticeable.
It comes with the testosterone. It's okay.
Don't worry, it still takes up less spaces than Riv's ego.
Oh, shots fired.
Yikes.
Listen, okay. I've worked hard for this ego and I'm holding on to it. You can take it from from my cold, dead hands.
She even did the squats to get there.
Thanks.
Go.
So many squats to get here.
But yeah, I'm going to do that. I've been working on a project. I've been building a clubhouse for my kid in my backyard. And I've been doing it like, I just have to time it right with the weather because it's winter. So like, if it's really, really cold, I'm not making myself do it because I'm trying to do it in a way that is pleasant. But I'm catching the warm days and doing that. And that is coming along really well. So I'm trying to finish that up because right now it's like in the spot where if it gets rained on, I feel guilty because it's not done. So I got to keep working on it.
Yeah.
But that's been really cool for me because I have really wanted to get back to a little more analog hobby. And I actually love building stuff. Like it gives me really awesome dopamine. And it's just so that's been really great. So that is also category of self-care. What about you, Riv?
What I'm doing this weekend? Self-care, all that jazz. It's rainy in the Pacific Northwest, so my joints are all sore because I have chronic pain and illness and stuff. What better time to do another kind of stream? So I'm streaming tonight with you folks, and then tomorrow evening, I'm doing my own little noir stream. And if that interests you, there, hit up linktree.com/buryTheRiver, and you can find out for yourself. But yeah, that'll be what I'm doing tomorrow. Aside from hanging out with the nesting partner and the doggo, hope to see you there.
Samara, your turn.
Yeah, Samara.
Samara.
Samara. Why aren't you talking yet, Samara? Go, Samara, start talking.
I'm kidding.
I'm so over your shit. My self-care is, not listening to Riv anymore. That's the start of it. No, for myself.
I'm so loved.
Sorry?
I said I feel so loved.
You are. You really are. No, it's supposed to be a really nice weekend, so my goal is to try and get out skating on the rinks. I know I mentioned it a lot the last couple of times, but I'm loving it. I am actually really, really loving it. So that's kind of the plan there. Throughout the week, it's just about, just keeping up with... different tasks and things like that. That's kind of my self-care and just trying to manage my wonderful ADHD and hyper-focusing and unable to actual... So it's been a year since I've been diagnosed, almost a year since I've been diagnosed with ADHD and been on meds. The number of things that I have noticed that, number A, I can hyper-focus on things, and B, not focus on anything at the exact same time is phenomenal. So it's still trying to manage that and that, being more aware of it. And it's an ongoing journey for that. It's just kind of just taking care of myself in that way.
When's the next time you're going ice skating?
Sorry?
When's the next time you plan on going ice skating?
Like I said, this weekend, either tonight or tomorrow. Probably not tonight because I'm kind of, probably not tonight because there's things that I don't want to get too into right now. But yes.
I'm having coffee, so I'm going to be up for a while, despite having ADHD canceling it out.
Yeah, caffeine does nothing for me. So, any final words?
We're great at outros. Hey, everyone. This has been episode 4. Season 3 of Transpotting. Check out all of my stuff.
I'm going to replace that plate now, aren't I? Because that's last season's plate.
You don't have to replace it. You get to put a new one. You got to collect them all.
Just line them on the wall.
It's not on the shop yet. It's the new season, and I haven't had time for merch yet for the new season. Not that anyone buys it. Guys, buy your merch. I know.
Buy the merch.
Transpotting.
I'm worried about some of that merch. Those t-shirts run small. Just letting you know. They do run small.
Yeah, that's fair.
Eyes up.
Good looking out. Good looking out. Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying? This has been Transpotting Season 3, Episode 4. Part 2 of interview with Eve. Will she possibly be a rotating co-host? Most likely. She's a mod and she's awesome. Thank you so much for being here, Eve. This has been Riv. And or River. You can check out all of my links at linktree.com/buryTheRiver. Samara, where can people find your social stuff? Awesome. Jess, where can people find your socials if you care to provide them?
This is very clear. I am actually Jess-does-life on Blue Sky. That is really the only place that I am active, and I try to not even be active there, but that's about it. I randomly pop into threads about every few months and say hello and say goodbye. But yeah, you can find me on Blue Sky, or on the, on this lovely, Discord server. Yeah. Eve.
Awesome.
I do have socials, but they're not active as they should be. Instagram and Threads, you can find me at Tempest Minis, T-E-M-P-U-S. It's Latin for time, Tempest Minis. Threads, I'm on quite a bit these days, but that's only because, like everyone else, I'm shit-talking about politics. Because why wouldn't you want us to kick the hornet's nest? That's always fun to do. Here on Twitch, even though I don't stream yet, it's the Trans Kitchen. Which is its own story where that name came from as well. Never got into that, thank God. But the Trans Kitchen is also another one I go by. So there you go.
Oh, I want to know the story, though. Can we? Oh, okay. Tell us later. Tell me the story when you're being co-host, okay?
I can do that.
At some point. All right, cool. Thank you, Eve. Thank you so much for being here.
Fun.
I don't know why I'm doing a namaste kind of thing. I was from the yoga I was doing earlier. Everyone, have a great night. Stay safe. Wrap it up.
Namaste.
Be cool. Namaste.
Mama slay.
Ooh, namaste. I like that.
Yes. Anyway, that music.
Thank you for joining us.
What are you doing here, Sil?
Look forward to hosting you again sometime soon. Keep an eye on the Discord for announcements. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. It's the end. Go home. Stumbling for words. And I'm making it later.